You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
One of my favorites, and I haven't even known her that long, but I've been impressed from the very beginning, and I love Tech Vibe Radio, her and Jonathan Kirstein. I'm usually enjoying my second cup of coffee on a Sunday morning during my show, and I kick back and listen between 6 a.m. and 6:30, the best way to watch the sun come up in western Pennsylvania, listening to Tech Vibe Radio. Audrey Russo, she is the CEO of the Pittsburgh Tech Council. We're going to talk data, AI, manufacturing, all that other good stuff. But Audrey, I actually have a good story for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. And we've known each other for a while.
Yeah, so. We have. Listen,
well, like you said, not that long.
Wall Street Journal, last hour, just 2 hours ago now. Dick's Sporting Goods could be done tomorrow.
No.
Come on, Audrey. Is that not big news?
Isn't that great?
It is.
That is great news.
That is good news.
It is so great.
Yeah, talking about for $2.5 billion. Yeah.
I know.
I mean, Paul and I were just talking before he did the news, and he's right. This is going to give them a chance to become a global brand. So I couldn't be happier for Dick's Sporting Goods. That's the type of stuff that makes me want to get up in the morning. Now, the other thing, data and AI. This is what you do better than anyone else. No one knows this stuff better. I've had more people come up to me and say, well, what's AI and data have to do with one another? And why do they need a natural gas power plant? And why is somebody going to spend $10 billion in Homer City? So explain how this stuff goes hand in hand, please.
I love it. I'm laughing. I love the fact that it's in Homer City, and I love that it's powering enough for all of Manhattan. And that right there in an idled plant, right, in 2023. So where do you want to start? I want to break it down pretty simply.
Data and AI. What do they mean by data and AI? How do they work hand in hand? What kind of data are we talking about?
So let's just back up. I'm not laughing at you.
That's okay. You have every right to, because there's probably a lot of people are laughing right now that are smarter than me, but I want to know.
Well, listen, you have to think. Have data centers. So if people are listening, data centers. That is where information, think about this, where it gives you the power. I'm trying to break it down. Gives you it's a facility. Okay. So if we can think of something being housed as a facility that actually houses computer systems, it's like the nerve. It's the servers, the storage, the networking. How you process and you actually distribute the data. So the data comes back to you. And back in the day, data centers were very often housed inside companies, right? We weren't processing as much data. We were doing things on what were mainframes, a little bit slower, the origins of the process of collecting information and using information. The world has changed over 25 years, and it's even changed more rapidly over this last even year. So traditional data centers that house all these computer things, typically they served like a single organization with their own limited scope of data. So now we move into this new world of AI, which you have been so rapidly adapting and proliferating in every chance you get. We now are working with multiple large language models where it's not just your own data, but it's also data that exists all across the ethereal universe, right? I'm trying to break it down so people can understand that this data is now available to all of us that we can use in such a rapid fire that it is causing the need for what we call hyperscalers, so that you are in an environment, that's Homer City. So I'm going to get to Homer City in a minute. And so that you have multiple companies, multiple enterprises, and you're able to leverage what we call cloud-based data centers that allow to meet the greater demand. So when you have those greater demands, what happens is that you're scaling like hundreds of thousands to millions of servers, and it then gets distributed across multiple regions.
Amazing.
So this allows, this requires you to have a lot of hardware, customized hardware, software that's optimized so that it can be efficient. That's why you're having so much fun going out there and asking, you know, whatever AI tools that you're using to ask all your, you know, wild and big questions. So they're the hyperscalers, though, are they're so massive, like they're physically are massive, spanning millions of square feet very often. And
you've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And then they're consuming hundreds of megawatts of power.
Wow.
So we've moved into this world where these hyperscalers, you know, also formerly known as these individual data centers, but now they're massive. They design, you know, they have custom hardware, they have networking, they have special cooling solutions, they need energy, they invest heavily in developing new technology so they can move faster and faster and faster. And we are demanding that. The actual we, me and you, not just, you know, as you, you know, proudly boasted about Dick's and the acquisition of Foot Locker, the big multi-billion dollar companies, but even you and I are demanding sort of a rapid kind of response as we get out there. And that requires big infrastructure, big use of energy, all sorts of energy opportunities in this world of data centers, and also a lot of innovation. Because when I started out in the old school of data centers, it was one company. You had one room with raised flooring. No one ever thought about having water in that room, for example. And now we're using water, and many are recycling that water to cool down these systems. So you have energy, you have water, you have infrastructure, you have, you know, multiple amount of servers. And when you think of like the kickoff of hyperscalers today, that's like Amazon Web Servers, Web Services, and, you know, Google Cloud, wow. You know, Meta, Facebook, all of them are working to meet the demands of AI. In the course of a year, the world has changed in terms of AI. You and I weren't talking about artificial intelligence even 6 months ago. Mm-mm. You imagined it Mm-mm. a little bit. So that's how fast it's moving. So when you take something like the opportunity of Homer City, where you're actually taking, you know, a gas, you know, fired power plant, and it's going to be able to take over thousands of, you know, what is it, 1,400 and it's some amazing. Odd acres over in Homer City and repurpose that, you're creating also a new ecosystem for business opportunities. Obviously, in the early years of this, and they're hoping that Homer City will go live to support this by 2027, which is pretty quick. And that will allow for a lot of opportunities across Indiana County and that region to feed into that downstream of the ecosystem. And that's small businesses, big businesses, energy, et cetera. So we're moving so rapidly that, you know, if you look at Virginia, for example, the state of Virginia, Northern Virginia, they can't keep up with the demand. And, you know, we're seeing that, you know, Ohio and other places all around us that people are looking at where to build these new hyperscaler scale.
Audrey Russo, CEO of Pittsburgh Tech Council, I'll leave you with this. So Bruce Mansfield, same type of footprint as Homer City. It's been empty for a while now in Beaver County. And I was driving the other day and I saw the for sale sign. I just mentioned it. I said, wouldn't it be nice to see one go there, kind of comparing to Homer City? You would not believe how many people reached out wanting to know who the realtor was, where it was located. It's never happened to me in my entire career. Never. Never.
So now you're a real estate broker?
Listen, just like everything in life, I won't get a piece of that commission either. But I'll tell you how excited I was when I first heard Homer City. I thought it said date center. I thought finally maybe I'll have a chance to get a date again in my life, but then it was data they were talking about.
A hyperscale date center.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking maybe I got a chance now.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we can build a company like that.
Listen,
how about we build a company?
Whatever you do, I'm in. Listen, keep up the great work. You're generous with your time. I could truly listen to you all night. It's amazing. You're just such a wealth of knowledge. And it's the future. It's who we are. We better be in it to win it because it's not going away.
And I love that. We better be in it to win it. That's for the state of Pennsylvania to understand. This is our opportunity now. We can't miss it.
All right. Keep up the good work. CEO of the Pittsburgh Tech Council, Audrey Russo, her and Jonathan Kirstein, every single Sunday, 6 a.m. until 6:30. It's Tech Vibe Radio. Good night, Audrey. Thank you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.